amor.
Time for SwampSwami.com sports commentary and more. And today it's Sweep the Swampcast for Friday, May 10th, 2019. This is our weekly podcast where we cover some of the sports stories that we didn't have enough time to get into fully this past week. And as we get rolling today, it's time to bid a sad bon voyage to the NBA's Boston Celtics after they lost for the fourth and final time in their second round series against the Milwaukee Bucks on Wednesday night. After the Celtics won Game 1 in Milwaukee and gained a split on the road, the Celtics then lost both of their home games in Boston and were blasted in Game 5 by the Bucks Wednesday to end their season. Boston was labeled as the favorite to win the NBA's Eastern Conference this season after they added both Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward to the team after reaching the Eastern Finals last year. Add to that the fact that a guy named LeBron James isn't in Cleveland anymore in the East. He moved out west to the Lakers. The Celtics, though, finished fourth in the East this season, in the regular season, and probably only made it into the second round of the playoffs because their first-round opponent, the Indiana Pacers, well, they were without their team leader and leading scorer, Victor Oladipo, who averages like 25 points a game. Unfortunately, though, the significant change in team chemistry in Boston was simply devastating. The Celtics went from a scrappy, defensive-oriented team where the roster of players trusted each other to a star-centered team, meaning Kyrie Irving, who expected the other players who give him the ball, get out of the way, and let him do what he says he's going to do, which is shoot and miss a lot. Last year's Celtics would pass the ball around to each other. This year's Celtics were more likely to stand around, as they knew that their star player was unlikely to give them the ball back. Irving is eligible to leave the team for another gig this summer. I think that the term, don't let the screen door hit you on your way out, is the way most fans in Boston feel about Irving. It's time to give it up and give some love to the Milwaukee Bucks. They deserve some credit. The Bucks are the number one seed in the East, having won their division this season for the first time in 18 years. This team won 60 games in the regular season for the first time since back in 1981. The Milwaukee Bucks play a tough defense, have several scorers, a deep bench, and a great young coach in Mike Budenholzer. This coach learned well as an assistant for the San Antonio Spurs under legendary coach Greg Popovich. He was part of the coaching staff for four of the five NBA championships in San Antonio. Though the NBA brass are probably quivering in fear that the television ratings will lag for an Eastern Conference Finals between Milwaukee and Toronto, those two teams finished 1-2 in the regular season, though. Well, then we go out west, where the Late Late Show games between the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets featured a surprising injury to the Warriors' top scorer, Kevin Durant, late in the third quarter of Wednesday night's game. Though the TNT television analyst covering the game initially thought it might have been a season-ending injury to Durant's right Achilles tendon, the team later called it a sprained calf muscle. After the game, the TNT postgame crew of Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kenny Smith all said that calf injuries are very slow to heal, so Kevin Durant may be out for several ball games. Though the Warriors did prevail in Game 5 by 5 points and now lead the series 3-2 heading to Houston on Friday night, Golden State will need some other players to step up and cover the loss of Durant's 30 points per game. The defending champs have plenty of talent on their bench, so it will be interesting to see how both teams adjust to the loss of Kevin Durant in Friday's Game 6 and, if needed, in Sunday's Game 7. And while we're talking about the NBA's Western Division, does anybody want to address the elephant in the room in Los Angeles with the Lakers? LeBron James showed up in LA this season, and the team improved by just one game and failed to make the playoffs again this season. So as a result, they fired the coach, and then the team president, general manager, and Laker legend Magic Johnson abruptly quit his job. And now the guy who everyone expected to be the Los Angeles Lakers' hand-picked new coach, Tyronn Lue, has declined an option to coach the Lakers. The reason we're hearing today is that the team didn't want to offer him a 5-year contract. Seems that they offered 3, which is exactly how many years that LeBron James has left on his contract. You think that any of this might have something to do with the attempt to coach and run the basketball team with the NBA's biggest ego in the game on the squad right now? I think the Lakers might be smart. Just hand the keys over to LeBron, pay him the extra $5 million a year, and let him be the player coach that he apparently wants to be. It'd be perfect for Hollywood. Imagine the scripts coming out of that. Let's change gears now and talk about horse racing. Yep, horse racing. Last Saturday's Kentucky Derby was run in the rain. It had a very large field with 20 horses. So when you have that many horses on the track, and they're running in a sloppy conditions in the rain, it seems logical to me that the horses are gonna likely get bunched up at times and get too close. Well, when one horse, Maximum Security, clearly won the race, but was disqualified 22 minutes after the race was finished, felt a little bit more than fishy to me. Though they awarded the win to a long shot, Country House, it seems like the picture for horse racing is lose-lose right now. This is yet another high-profile case where allowing television to show instant replays to decide the outcome and event, think football for example, seems to work against the goals of increasing fan interest in the sport. This is the first Kentucky Derby race where the winner was later disqualified in such a manner. The sport is already in decline and is fighting a very poor image due to some controversies coming from the senseless deaths of at least 23 horses out in California at Santa Anita due to track conditions. That's not bad enough. Neither the winner of the race or the horse who should have been the winner of the race will race in the second round of the Triple Crown in the Preakness in Baltimore coming up next weekend. Now a couple of brief notes about alcohol in sports. This week, PGA golfer Chris Kirk celebrated his 34th birthday by voluntarily admitting himself into a rehabilitation program for alcohol abuse and depression. Said Kirk, "I thought I could control it, but after multiple relapses, I've come to realize that I cannot fix this on my own. I'll be taking an indefinite leave from the PGA Tour to deal with these issues. I don't know when I'll be back, but for now, I need my full focus on being the man that my family deserves." Good for you, Chris. Also this week, legendary NFL quarterback Joe Namath released an autobiography in which he details his struggles with alcohol too. In the book, Joe Namath revealed that a voice in his head would tell him to drink. To help him fight that voice, he named the voice Slick. And he said, quote, "Every now and then Slick whispers, but having a name for him makes me listen to him. Over the years, I learned how fragile we humans can be. Emotionally, I use that as an excuse to start drinking again. I drink all day sometimes. And health-wise, I'd probably be dead right now if I hadn't stopped drinking." After retiring from the NFL, Joe Namath nearly drank himself to death. Eventually, his then-wife asked him to go to therapy, which he did. But that didn't stop the drinking either. In the book, Joe Namath said he would stop and buy a pint of vodka on the way home from his alcohol abuse sessions. The couple divorced in the year 2000. Well, eventually, Namath quit alcohol, and he was able to look back at what he'd done during those many years and gain some clarity about why he drank and how personal pain can deeply affect and challenge anyone. Alcohol has affected my family and millions of others, too. I wish PGA golfer Chris Kirk the very best, and a hearty thank you to Broadway Joe Namath for working to get his substance abuse under control, too. Well, that's all the time we have for this session. Have a great weekend, and remember, guys, it's Mother's Day on Sunday.